はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京、第6回日本文化レッスンです。さくらです。
かずのりです。
Peter here, and we're back with another Japanese culture class. As always, brought to you by Eric Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Now, Kazunori, his first Japanese culture class. How do you feel, Kazunori?
Good.
Yes. And Sakura is here with me.
Yes.
What did we want to talk about today, Sakura?
建国記念の日.
And what's this?
It's National Foundation Day.
Now, we were planning. We had a big show all about this. And when we mean a big show, you know, do the average Japanese people know about this day?
Not really.
Yes.
I have to admit.
Kazunori, do you know about this day?
I don't really know.
Yes, most Japanese people don't really know about this day.
Yes.
So, when we say big show, we researched the week about this day. Then, we found out that Saturday is also the start of...
Olympic.
One more time?
Olympic.
Which is?
Olympics.
Yes. And then we were torn. What to do, what to do. Do you want to hear about National Foundation Day? Do you want to hear about... The Olympics.
Let's go for Olympic.
One vote for Olympic. What do you want to hear about?
Olympic.
Two for Olympics. And I think I'll go with the Olympics.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll give you just a basic introduction to what the National Foundation Day is. Then we'll switch over very quick to the Olympics because we know everybody wants to know about the Olympics. Okay? So, Sakura, can you tell us about National Foundation Day, which is?
建国記念の日。
建国記念の日。
And one time fast.
建国記念の日。
Yes. Now, there's three words in here, right, Sakura?
Right.
And what are the words?
建国。
Which is?
National Foundation.
Next.
記念。
Which is?
To commemorate something.
Yes. And finally?
の日。
Which is?
Day of.
Yes. The day for commemorating National Foundation.
Yes.
Okay. So please tell us a little bit about this.
Okay. It's on February 11th.
Every year, right?
Every year, yes. And it's not like Japan was not founded on this specific day. So they chose this date. I think it's in the very old historical document. It's the day when the emperor first took throne.
First took the throne.
Yes. Jimmu Tenno.
Jimmu.
Jimmu Tenno. Yes. Emperor Jimmu.
And it is believed he was the first emperor back all the way back in 660 BC. Wow. A long time ago.
Yes. So they chose this date, February 11th, as the National Foundation Day.
I see. And when did they decide this?
It was decided in 1966, in December.
In December. Okay, here's the trick about this day. Although the National Foundation Day is relatively new, you know, 1966 seems relatively new.
Yes.
It's just new by calendar standards, right?
Yes, that's right.
This day actually extends back a long, long time.
Yes.
And you can find out more about this date, again, on our homepage. Because as I said, we did the research. But as I said, we're really anxious to talk about the Olympics and Japanese athletes participating.
Right.
So we just wanted to give you a brief introduction to this.
Yes.
And now, without further ado, we're going to switch over to the Olympics.
Okay.
So Sakura, this year, where are the Winter Olympics going to be held?
Italia no Torino.
One more time.
Italia no Torino.
Yes, Torino, Italy. Now, Japan is sending many athletes, right?
Yes.
Now, out of all these athletes, there's one that's getting very special attention.
Mm.
Who is she? Kazunori?
Ando Miki.
One more time, break the name down.
Ando Miki.
And one time fast.
Ando Miki.
Sakura, can you tell us what's so special about
Ando Miki?
She's very good at jumps. She's a figure skater.
Figure skater?
Yes. figure skate. And she did a four-turn jump for the first time in the world when she was 14.
Wow.
Yes.
She was all over the news here.
Yes. And she's very popular in mass media because she's very cute. And she's called Mikiti.
One more time?
Mikiti.
Break it down?
Mikiti.
Now, why is she called Mikiti?
Okay, her first name is Miki, right?
Okay.
So we're just putting T to make it sound cute. Mikiti.
Mikiti.
It's very popular, yes.
I see. So Mikiti has a great chance of getting a medal. Very good yes. chance for Japan.
I think so. And figure skate in uh-huh. Japan was very exciting this year, especially Joshi.
Joshi is?
Female.
Female.
Yes. And there are also two other skaters who are getting attention.
Okay, who are the other skaters?
Arakawa Shizuka.
Break it down.
Arakawa Shizuka.
And one time fast.
Arakawa Shizuka.
And she's very good at technical things, technical performance, and also very graceful.
Very graceful.
Yes. And the last one is
Suguri Fumie.
Break it down.
Suguri Fumie.
And one time fast.
Suguri Fumie.
And she is very good at artistic performance.
Ah, artistic interpretation.
Yes. So when they were competing in Japan to get, you know, go to Torino, everybody was watching figure skate on TV.
Really?
Yes. It was very exciting and very high level.
Now, Sakura, I have a few questions.
Mm.
First, what name should we call them by? Since we're talking about them, what name should... For Mikiti, we can just call her Mikiti, right?
Right.
But what about Arakawa? Should we call her Arakawa-san? Or how can we call them when we talk about them?
When they don't have a nickname, we usually say the full name, like Arakawa Shizuka.
For professional athletes.
Yes. Or just Arakawa Senshu.
Yes.
Senshu is athlete, right?
Yes. And this is what we want to point out here. The mass media gives certain famous people names.
Yes.
For example, Ando, last name, first name, Miki.
Mm-hmm.
The media gave her the name?
Mikiti.
So we can call her Mikiti.
Right.
And the reason for this is she's young, right?
Yes.
So she has this kind of... So they gave her a cute young name.
Mm.
Now, the other people we mentioned were Arakawa Shizuka. And, of course, Arakawa's last name, first name, Shizuka. So we would add on player.
Yes.
And what's the word for player?
Senshu.
Break it down.
Senshu.
And one time fast.
Senshu.
So we would say Arakawa Senshu.
Right.
And Suguri Senshu.
Right.
Okay.
Mm.
It's quite important to know how to talk about different people.
Right.
Famous people are kind of separated a bit, right?
Mm, that's right.
Okay, now let's ask Kazunori the question everyone wants to know. Kazunori, who is the cutest?
Among the three.
Among the three.
Ando, Arakawa, Suguri.
Ando. Ando, Miki. Mikiti.
Mikiti.
I like them all. They're all different. Yeah, listeners should, you know, find the difference between them. They look very different also. They're all nice.
All nice.
Yeah.
Now, Sakura, who do you think is going to win the medal?
Actually, I think Suguri has a good chance.
Yes.
Because in addition to her artistic performance, she's improving in her technical skills as well. So, you know, I think she has a good chance.
Okay, so Sakura, she said Suguri. So, Kazunori, who has the best chance out of the three to win the medal?
Suguri.
You too?
Yes.
Ah, oh boy.
What about you, Peter?
Good question. Well, sorry, I don't want to agree with you guys. So,
perfectly fine.
For argument's sake, I'm going to support Mikiti. And again, these are all figure skating singles, the single competition figure skating. This is quite popular in Japan because Japanese athletes are quite strong in this area.
Mm.
Okay, now that we introduced you to Japanese figure skaters, we're going to introduce you to another area that the Japanese are quite strong in this year. And that is?
Speed skate.
Yes.
which is?
Speed skating.
Give it to us one more time.
Speed skate.
Okay. Who is the Japanese speed skater with the best chance of winning a medal?
Kato Joji.
Break it down.
Kato U Joji.
And one time fast.
Kato Joji.
So we should call him Kato Senshu.
Kato Senshu.
Okay. Yes. So Kato Senshu has the best chance of winning a medal.
Yes.
For the speed skater. Yes. Okay, what does he do? What is he good at?
Short track. And it's his first time to go to the Olympics.
Really? How old is he?
21.
Wow, so young.
Yes.
Yes. All of Japan has great expectations for him.
Yes, and he has the world record.
Really? Wow. So yes, he has I think he has best chance to win a medal for Japan, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
I hope he does.
Okay. And, you know, let's see, Sakura, for people, for Japanese people going to Torino and going to the Olympics, how will they cheer Kato Senshu and Mikiti? How will they cheer them? What words will they use?
Ganbare! Ganbare!
Ganbare? Okay, can you break it down for us?
Ganbare!
And one time fast.
Ganbare!
Ganbare, right? Okay, so in the case of Mikiti, what would they yell?
Mikiti, ganbare!
Okay, in the case of Kato Senshu, what would they yell?
Kato, ganbare!
Yes.
Yes.
Name plus the ganbare.
Yes.
Go, go, keep at it.
That's right.
Okay, so let's give you a little sense of what it would be like if you were at this speed track. So,
right.
Is there a rhythm to it or just ganbare? Or
just ganbare, ganbare, everyone says that.
Ganbare.
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 Kato, ganbare.
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 Ganbare. Kato, ganbare.
So for those of you who are going to the Olympics and you hear them yelling, this is what they're saying. Go.
Ganbare.
Yes. Okay, very interesting. Okay, next up and lastly, we have
ski jump.
One more time?
Ski jump.
Break it down.
Ski jump.
And this is?
Ski jump.
Ski jump, yes.
Yes, large hill.
Yes. I don't know how those people do that. That is the most crazy sport I've ever seen. You get on top of the big, big, whatever that thing is.
Hill.
Thank you, Sakura. Anyway. Oh, funny. Go down and then you jump. And,
yes. And you fly in the air.
Yes. Really flying. So the Japanese are quite good at this. And the thing about Japan that most people don't realize is they have so many winter sports here. Again, the north, Hokkaido, the northern island, is freezing cold, gets covered in snow. Northern Japan is blanketed in snow. They have the Minami Alps, the southern Alps. In the south, so many winter sports.
Yes.
For everyone to participate in. So the Japanese do so many winter sports. And the ski jump is one of them. Now,
we don't do it, but of course, ski jump is popular, yes.
Oh, Sakura. You're ripping me to shreds today.
Sorry.
Okay, so who do we have in the ski jump?
Harada Masahiko.
Okay, break it down.
Harada Masahiko.
And one time fast.
Harada Masahiko.
Okay, and tell us something special about Harada Senshu.
Harada Senshu is not young.
Right? Not young? How old is he?
37.
Wow.
Yes, so he has a lot of experience.
A lot.
Yes, but the thing about him is that, okay, he's good, but his performance changes drastically, you know, depending on the jump. So like, you know, if we are expecting him to jump really, you know, a long distance, he sometimes, you know, end up jumping short distance. And we go, but at the end he does it, you know.
Very unpredictable, right?
Right, so very dramatic.
You never know what you're going to get with Harada Senshu.
Yes.
Okay, and he won a gold medal at
Nagano Olympics.
The Nagano Olympics.
Dantai Kinmedaru.
In the team jump.
Right, Japan team in Nagano Olympics.
I see. Okay. So today, we just wanted to introduce you to a few of the famous Japanese representatives.
Yes.
And a message for all the Japanese participants.
日本頑張れ!
Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's going to do it for today.
また明日ね!
また明日!
Okay, see you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.